All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. Mm-hmm. It's been a good day.
Yeah, it's been a good day.
Junior's back.
To our listeners. Yeah, Junior's back. Came back with a poem. For Simone Biles. All right, some good news to report. Sort of a meeting of the minds here. The LGBTQ plus community. They have agreed to sit down and talk to DaBaby, you know, after he made those homophobic remarks and all of that. Yeah, they want to educate him and, you know, just have a conversation, you know.
So, well, that's so good. Advocacy groups.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. That's good. He'll get educated.
We'll keep you posted. Okay. Yeah, he needs to be educated, and he said that. He absolutely said that.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
Educational meeting.
Cancel culture is ready, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could, you know, stop some of this cancel culture if people do become educated and, you know, and all of that, and you can sit down and have dialogue, you know.
Yes.
I like it. I like it.
Yep. Also, T.I. was arrested in Amsterdam.
What's new?
What the hell? Can you?
How you get arrested in a place where everything is legal?
T.I. was arrested before. He wasn't worried about it.
Yeah, but Jay is right. Everything is legal in Amsterdam.
Well, Jay. Apparently, he was riding a bike. He didn't stop when crossing the street. He ended up breaking off a cop's side mirror, and they took him in. According to T.I., they were way more upset than he was. But they were cool about it. T.I. didn't seem particularly bothered about it.
He'd been in there before.
In fact, they didn't even, pull the cuffs out or anything. Mm. Instead, they just invited him to get in the back seat. Invited him. You heard what I said.
So he went to jail nicely then.
Well, that's Amsterdam. It is one of the most laid-back places you ever want to go. It is. Weed is legal. You can smoke anywhere you want, and prostitution. Now, how you go there and get in trouble, I do not know.
Did you see how But did you see T.I. when he came out of jail, how calm he was? He said, I didn't do your time before. That wasn't me. What you upset for? I want to shout out Tips, man. I see you, man. You got that.
I'm not going to Amsterdam to ride no bike, though. I'm not riding a bike.
That's what they ride a lot. They ride bikes a lot. More bikes than any place in the world in Amsterdam.
Yes.
They ride a lot of bikes.
I've never been there. Go green.
Yeah, I've never been there. It's a great place to visit. He had to call someone to bring his passport and get him out of jail because they wouldn't take cash. And he later posted bail. He's a free man now. So there you go. He was all over social media talking about it.
I saw him. Yeah.
And when he went to jail, they said, you can have whatever you like.
They wanted his passport, Jay. That's what they wanted.
He was there 15 minutes. He wasn't even mad.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I want to go there, but I've never been there.
Me too. We should go, Shirley.
You've never been to Amsterdam? Oh, my God.
We should all go. Let's all go. It's great. Get some gummies. Let's go.
They got the coffee houses. I can't do any of that stuff.
They're doing big things over there, man.
We just want to go see. We don't want to participate.
No.
Here's the thing. The red light district, you can walk and see.
You can go see it.
Yeah, you can go see it.
Oh, I'd like to see that, though. Yeah. I would like to see it.
And it really is red lights, Tommy.
Yeah, it is red lights.
It really is red lights.
Red lights, yes.
Everybody talks about how great it is over there.
Yeah, yes, very clean. They're very nice. The people are very nice, very pleasant. Because they high. That's why they...
That may have a lot to do with it, Jay, but they very nice.
Hey, how you doing?
Jay, are you not going to the... isn't your conclave this weekend?
No, I can't go because... I don't know. You know, they're going to want to dab. And I don't, Tommy.
Now, for those that don't know what the conclave is,
it's where all the sororities and fraternities, they meet up. It's called a conclave, you know.
So the Sigmas, which is Jay's fraternity, having a national convention, which is a conclave. Okay. So that's what's going on. Now, I don't know how Jay don't mind going over there.
Yeah.
He don't mind going to the red light district. He can get over there.
That was a long time ago. We didn't have COVID when I went. I mean, it was right. COVID-free. It was COVID-free. And you can't go without dapping. You're going to have to dap.
So let's do this. So all the fraternities out there, Alphas, Qs, Sigmas, Kappas, Iotas, everybody.
Everybody.
The grip needs to stop right now. We need a new grip. Okay? We need a new grip. We got to do elbow, foot to foot, something like that. But this
head nod.
Yeah. It need to be almost like a kid in play. You know what I mean?
Right,
it need to be something like that.
I like that.
But the hand to hand grip is a little nervous doing this.
Yeah. Elbow this touch. It could be an elbow right touch. Yeah. Elbow touch, something, man.
Elbow, shoulder to shoulder. Boom. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Let's be out. Yeah.
Nobody's going to pick up the wink. We're not doing that, okay? we not winking, okay?
RJ, let's go back to one of your older bits, Jay. Just throw your head up. All right, what's up?
Uh-huh.
Just throw your head back.
Uh-huh. There you go. Watch out. That's good. Watch out there now. Yeah. Sigmas. There you go. That's the new one.
So Jay, are you going to go and start that?
Hell no.
Are you going to sit this one out?
No, Jay ain't going.
He's not going.
It's over 20,000 people at the conclave. Jay ain't going.
I'm going down there Labor Day weekend. I'll be at the Asher Theater.
It is.
All right, Jay. Well, get us out of here.
Look at here, y'all. Watch out there now. I'll see y'all at the conclave.
Thank you.
Later.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.